from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. My name is Father Dave Rylander. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Jackie Georges from Scarborough, Ontario. This Mass is offered in thanksgiving and birthday blessings for Jackie today in loving memory of her beloved husband, Terence Joseph Edward Leahy, and for the faithful departed souls of the Leahy, Brochu, Georges, and Nichols families. On behalf of everyone gathered for this sacred celebration, we thank Jackie for the gift of this Mass, and we all wish her a very happy birthday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
As we come before the Lord, let us bow our heads and offer our sorrow for sin. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, giver of heavenly gifts, who in St. Aloysius Gonzaga join penitence to a wonderful innocence of life, grant through his merits and intercession that though we have failed to follow him in innocence, we may imitate him in penitence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the point is this. The one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, they scatter abroad, they give to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Who greatly delight in his commandments. gracious, merciful, and righteous. Happy are those who fear the Lord. They have distributed freely. They have given to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Exalted in honor. Happy are those who fear the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, not only do we celebrate St. Aloysius Gonzaga, but also Indigenous Peoples Day. In the readings that we've listened to, the theme of giving is apparent. Giving, we think right away, always, well, alms. They want money for this, they want money for that. They're always asking for money. Well, yes, alms is part of it. But as we heard the first reading, which we usually read also on Ash Wednesday, we are reminded that there are other ways of giving, prayer and fasting, for example. And how are we to give? With the proper intention. To give with grace. To give in happiness. And so when we are making that act of giving, it is an offering made by us from the heart. Throughout our country on this day, we remember the first peoples of our country, the First Nations, the Inuit, and the Métis. When the missionaries first came to this land, many came to accept the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the founding of this country, they gave a lot. Now we are being asked to give. And to give what? To seek a forgiveness for a wrong that was committed not by us, but people long ago. And so this day, National Indigenous Peoples Day, is part of the reconciliation that is happening across our country. The giving can be spiritual. As I say to our donors in Catholic missions in Canada, during the pandemic, some lost their jobs. Some found it very hard to give and wrote letters that they could no longer contribute. And I wrote back and said, "We understand, but you can still give. You can pray." Perhaps sometimes we forget the power of prayer. What the Father gives to us in secret, that we come to the Eucharist even. And some people will say, "Father, I really don't get anything out of the Mass." And I say, you're not supposed to. Because the Mass is a giving action. What is the Mass? It's the way that Catholics worship the Holy Trinity, the way that we worship our God. And so when you worship, it is an act of giving. But to get nothing out of the Mass? Perhaps it's boring, perhaps the homily isn't that great, maybe the music is off. But what about what you receive in the Eucharist? What was done for you to receive the gift of grace was the giving of the Son in his death and passion, his resurrection and ascension into heaven. We receive the forgiveness of sins. We receive the invitation to the kingdom. We receive the grace to live out our faith. We follow the great example of St. Aloysius Gonzaga, and we try to imitate him today. As we sang in the song, those who fear the Lord, not in terms of an anxiety, but in terms of an awe and respect, we give back to God our hearts, our souls, our worship. Today, let us consider the first peoples of our country. Let us think of how we treat them. How do we greet them? Do we try to avoid them? Do we pray for them? So maybe this day we can pause and think about the history of our country. Think about the issues that are in Indigenous communities today and the great need that is there. And it is an act of giving, just being conscious of, thinking of, wishing the best for and praying for. As the early missionaries came, and many of them gave their lives, not only in martyrdom, but just the very harsh conditions of Canada. So we too can continue to give. the compassion, understanding, and seeking of reconciliation for our first peoples. As we come before the Lord, so let us now offer our prayer of the faithful. Let us pray for our church, especially for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, who came to seek reconciliation among the first peoples of our country. To grant him health and peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our missionaries in Canada, many of whom are serving in Indigenous villages, to bring to them the presence of the Lord. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for Indigenous peoples in our country in the process of reconciliation, that they may come to be healed. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are suffering in mind or body, that they may receive the healing peace of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all who have died, most especially of the families mentioned at the beginning of this Mass, that they may rest in the peace of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for hearing our prayers in the name of Christ, your Son, who is our Lord forever and ever. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant us, O Lord, that by the example of Saint Aloysius, we may take our place at the heavenly banquet, clothed always in our wedding garment, so that by participation in this mystery, we may possess the riches of your grace through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so, with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim.
Comes in the name of the Lord.
are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
With your spirit.
Let us share this peace.
Take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Bring us, who have been fed with the food of angels, O Lord, to serve you in purity of life and follow the example of Saint Aloysius, whom we honor today. May we persevere in constant thanksgiving through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.
We gather.